This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Now, here's Bo Snerdly.
WABC Talk Radio 77. You know, today is a day unlike most if you are invested in cryptocurrency. At an earlier point in the day, over $200 billion had been wiped off the cryptocurrency market. And that's just today. The second largest cryptocurrency, Ethereum, plummeted in value by over 20%. That's just in the last 24 hours. So what a day to have Neval Dvecha with us. He is, according to the bio that I was provided, an amazing background in IT, infrastructure and service. He's worked for some of the biggest Fortune 500 companies. You know the names, like IBM, DHL. He codes. He's well-versed in multiple computing languages. He started in crypto back in 2013. Understands and has been a proponent of blockchain technology. Now, again, on our podcast, Back the Future is Now, we talk about these things. But a lot of people have questions on them. And so what a day to have you with us, Neville. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Are you panicked? Today, the cryptocurrency markets are plunging. Does this panic you? You've been in this since 2013.
Well, honestly, like, I think it's important to take a step back and look at the macro level of things, you know, around us. We continue to have instability in parts of the world, you know, inflation at one of the highest levels in years, stock market volatility, treasuries across the world continuing to print money at an unprecedented rate. These are all factors that have an impact on the global economy. Myself, I'm kind of like a glass half full kind of guy. I have this opportunity, you know, for those that can see through the noise. It's no hidden secret, you know, that there's a huge mind-blocking element to investing and doing so successfully. When things are in the green, you know, I can recall countless conversations with my buddies stating how, oh, we should have purchased more of X, Y, and Z at an earlier stage. Well, you know, one way to look at it is, you know, here's your opportunity. You know, there are ebbs and flows in everything, patterns to all financial cycles. My take on it is that, you know, blockchain technology is here to stay and aspects of decentralization are here to stay.
Now, good. I'm glad you said that because it gives us a chance to ask you. Now, folks, if you don't know what blockchain technology is, these are terms that you are going to be hearing. And one day in the future, it will be just as common as saying, what's your browser? There was a time when if you said someone, what's your browser, they had no idea what you were talking about. Today, everybody knows what a browser is, almost. Okay? The same thing with blockchain technology. You hear these terms. Can you explain to us what blockchain technology is? Because that is the basis of cryptocurrency.
For sure. So blockchain technology, you know, there's a bunch of fundamentals that go with it. Essentially, a blockchain is the ledger that processes all the smart contract, you know, functions and features. But just to, you know, bring it down to, you know, a level, there's three fundamentals in my mind. There's a trust aspect, which is the enablement of trust in the blockchains, one of the most cited benefits. Think of it as providing a trusted mechanism to facilitate transactions among entities that didn't, you know, have relationships, yet still had to share data or payments. Then there's a security aspect. So blockchain technology allows for an unalterable record of transactions with end-to-end encryption, which shuts out fraud and unauthorized activity. You know, additionally, on the blockchain is stored across a network of computers, making it nearly impossible to hack or act with malicious intent. That one is kind of a gray area with what's been happening in the market, but it's still one of the three fundamentals. And the last one is decentralization. Trust in institutions is near historic lows. It's not a surprise that, you know, consumers, including millennials, Gen Z, are uncomfortable putting sensitive data, money, and personal property under the control of, you know, centralized authority. Decentralization solves this by empowering multiple participants to manage a network. Users don't have to trust one specific authority, and the protocol is designed to prevent malicious activity.
So let me try to refine that definition. I understood it, finally. It took me a while to get this. Folks, there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of computers around the world that are now linked in what is called a peer-to-peer way. They're linked. And so your transaction appears, or your assets, if they're cryptocurrency, there's a ledger, one ledger that's across all of these multiple thousands and thousands of computers. You can't go in and hack them all. This is the making life safe. It's a currency that is designed on trust. But that trust comes from having the information of your particular currency, if you will, spread across all of these computers. But it's more than cryptocurrency. There are so many aspects to this new blockchain technology. It would take hours to go through them. Did I get that sort of right?
Absolutely right. And, you know, there's other aspects like visibility, traceability, cost efficiency, speed, right? There's so many different benefits of blockchain technology, and, you know, we can go on all day about it, but we definitely don't have the time for that.
Okay, so now let's talk about cryptocurrency. I'm a beginner. I'm a novice. I don't know what this stuff is. People keep telling me about this Bitcoin, this Ethereum, and then they mention these Doge coins. And what is this crap? That's what people want to know. What is it? What is crypto? What is a Bitcoin? What's all that stuff?
Wow, that's a big throwback. So Bitcoin, you know, let's just pick that one out of the bunch. You know, that's a throwback to 2009. So Bitcoin is a digital currency. It operates, you know, free of any central control. There's no oversight of any banks or governments. It relies on peer-to-peer software and cryptography. It's built off a public ledger and records all Bitcoin transactions, and copies are held on servers around the world. Bitcoin is open source, just like every other cryptocurrency. Its design is public. Nobody owns Bitcoin and nobody controls Bitcoin, but everyone can take part.
Right, which makes it safe, because in a way, now we have heard about some of the frauds that have taken place in crypto, the early frauds, and those, they require an explanation that we don't have time to do today. But I would just say this, and you correct me if I'm wrong here. Many of the companies in the banking industry that were poo-pooing this whole idea of cryptocurrency are now full force getting in it. They see that this is the future. Would that be a correct assessment?
For sure, right? And those same people, you know, that's just called the banking system. You know, the banking system, they approve transactions, versus in the crypto ecosphere, you know, the system confirms transactions. So there's no approval element involved in it. It's all decentralized. There's no risk factor involved.
Okay, we're going to have you back. But today, on this day when everything seems to be the sky is falling, you said you're a glass half empty guy. If you see opportunity, today could be your day to take advantage of opportunity, correct?
Absolutely, Bo. Glass half full, not empty, buddy.
Thank you so much. We're going to have you back again. And, folks, thank you so much. And we will have you back again. Folks, this is so important. The world as you know it is changing rapidly. It is changing beneath us, just like when the internet came in. Pre-internet, after internet, except this has the potential to be much bigger because it affects the entire economies of the world and your personal economy. This thing that you're hearing about, crypto, all this stuff about these other currencies, this is not going away. This is real, and it's real to stay.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group. .com